En zo zijn we dan aangekomen in Derby, had ik al gezegd. Hier zeggen ze Derby. Derby is eigenlijk een wedstrijd tussen twee ploegen die in dezelfde league spelen. Dat vind je ook als je gaat googlen. Dus wij moeten eigenlijk zeggen Derby. Ligt in de East Midlands en heeft ongeveer 200.000 inwoners. We zijn met de trein gekomen vanaf Bridlington en Hull. Eerst in Boemel naar Doncaster. En dan een hele snelle trein die vanuit het noorden van Engeland gaat naar Southampton. Vanuit Derby, dat zal Michelle straks ook vertellen, want daar gaan we zo meteen mee op stap, is er een rechtstreekse verbinding in 90 minuten van hier dus naar Londen en natuurlijk ook terug. En het frappante is, als je uit de Eurostar stapt, als je uit België komt, dan hoef je eigenlijk niet van station te veranderen, want vanaf St. Pancras heb je een uitstekende verbinding hier naar Derby. Ik zei al, we zijn hier in Derby aangekomen. We hebben ons hotel opgezocht en daar werden we verwelkomd door Michelle Booth. Michelle Booth, you are working for the tourism from Derby. Derby, people have to come to Derby and see it. What can we see here?
Well, first of all, welcome to Derby. Derby is a great place and a great base. It's a great base. It's a great place for a city experience and a great base because of its location. You can stay in the city and visit the much wider area of Visit Peak District in Derbyshire, or to the south of Derby is the National Forest. Derby itself is a great place, great city experience. We're known as the real ale capital of the world, so you can come to Derby and drink some great real ale. Mm-hmm. We have two big beer festivals each year, one in February, one in July, so we've got one in about 2 weeks' time. Really, really popular with people who come to the city. We have three museums, all free to get into. We have the largest collection of Joseph Wright paintings in the world, which we will see later. We also have the silk mill here in Derby. Now, for those of you who don't know, the silk mill is sited on the site of the world's first ever factory, which was monumental, and then it changed. It was the start of the Industrial Revolution in the world. Yeah. And changed how people worked. So people came from being in their homes, in the cottage industries, and came into a factory. And that silk mill also forms part of a World Heritage Site, which starts in Derby and goes all the way up to Matlock, 15 miles along the river, and showcases all the mills that were involved in that Industrial Revolution. We've also got here, you can go a tour around Derby Roundhouse. Derby Roundhouse is the oldest surviving roundhouse in the world, and it's just received world record status from the Guinness World Records. And you go around there, and it tells the story of what it was like to work in the rail industry in the 18th century. It was built in 1839, and obviously, again, very important to the city. And Derby is still the only place that we build rail engines in the city. There's also, we've got a great number of festivals that take place throughout the year, from Derby Fest Day, which is a massive big festival in Derby Street Theatre. We've got a comedy festival, Summer Nights Film Festivals, where you can go and watch your favourite films at different National Trust locations around the area.
It's all fairly cultural, isn't it?
There's so much to do. There really is something happening all the time. We've also got a great food and drink scene, got some fabulous cafes, some fabulous gastropubs, where again you can sample the lovely real ale that we have in the city.
You can show them all today.
We will show you them all today. Yeah. And as you see, there's so much to do, there's so much to see and do. And we find when people come and visit, they're surprised. They're surprised by the city. Thank they're you. Surprised how fabulous it is and all there is to do here, not just in the city itself, but base yourself in the city and go and experience the wider area. Public transport is fabulous by both train and bus, and you can go out to visit places like Chatsworth, which is the Palace of the Peaks, which is absolutely stunning. Alton Towers is only very close, very nearby as well, so if you want to go and have that adrenaline pumping around in your body, you've got that as well. And lots of lovely little houses that were parts of film locations. So really, we've got it all. It's great. Great place, great base.
Ja, wij zijn de gelukkige omstandigheden dat we met Michelle door de stad kunnen gaan. En al die dingen kun je ook natuurlijk zelf doen. Je kunt er met een gids naartoe. Maar nogmaals, als je het zelf wil doen, wij gaan met Michelle. U kunt dat niet. Kijk even op de website. Jullie hebben een website.
De website for you to look at is www.visitderby.co.uk. And it's straight on there. It gives you a list of all our accommodation, our events, the things to do and what makes Derby really special. Okay.
En natuurlijk ook even op de site van Visit Britain. Daar vind je ook al informatie en word je zeker gelinkt naar de site van Derby.